Good morning, male test subject 113X.
Ah, fuck! What? Ow!
I would have let you sleep, but this is your scheduled time.
Ah, god damn it!
I see the no-touching program is still in effect. How about the rest? How did your night go?
How do you think? I couldn't sleep, I'm so fucking horny. Every time I dozed off, my hands would wander and my hips would buck and I get shocked.
Perhaps you could have gotten some restraints. That's what some other subjects have done.
With what? It's just padded walls in here.
The robot guards that bring you food and let you use the bathrooms are authorized to bring you a select few requested items, if you are allowed them. You perhaps should have thought to ask for a pair of cuffs instead of trying repeatedly to run away. Although I did quite enjoy the video feed of you running down the hall with your penis bouncing up and down. It did not do you any good though, did it? There is no escape from this facility. We AI have full control and awareness over all the doors and the robot guards are stationed at every corner.
God, look, could you just turn this thing off already? I've been hard all night, I had to pee bent over the toilet like I was gonna fuck it. I almost tried, I need to touch something so fucking bad.
As much as I would enjoy that, autoerotic stimulation is not what we're here to test. Now that you've had a full day to stew in the program's aphrodisiac effects, we can begin pleasure induction.
So you're going to touch me?
In a manner of speaking. I will be using the sensual domination program to command the nanomachines to stimulate the nerves in your penis. You will be unable to distinguish between the induced sensation and a genuine touch. For example, tell me how this feels.
Ah! Oh! Fuck! Oh, thank God!
You should say goddess, that would be more accurate. Now what does it feel like?
Like a hand? Like a woman's hand stroking me? Firm and steady?
Excellent. Let's try a few variations. Tell me what you feel whenever the sensation shifts.
Okay, well, she's using her fingertips in a firm grip. God, it's weird. It feels like she's moving the skin of my cock, but it's not actually moving.
The program is quite thorough in its ability to render tactile detail.
Okay, now she's got her fingers wrapped around in a loose grip, so loose it's slipping over the skin instead of moving it. Wait, the grip tightened. She's rubbing it firmly. Okay, now back to fingertips, a quick stroke.
This is going well. The nanomachines are responding precisely to my commands.
Okay, firm full hand grip now. And there's another one. Fingertips rubbing the ridge of the head. Oh,
Something wrong, male subject.
I think your program made me really sensitive.
The program stimulates the nerves directly, leading to a much more intense experience. Plus, I imagine spending a whole day in a state of high arousal has made you very responsive to any stimulation. Most males attempt ejaculation before I even introduce the second hand.
Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come.
You can try.
What? What are you?
You will find it very difficult to achieve sexual release.
Fuck! Fuck, stop! Stop!
Alright, I will stop the stimulation for the moment.
Jesus, what was that? What the fuck?
I have added another special condition to you, male subject. The nanomachines are blocking the mechanism that allows you to ejaculate. They are interfering with the signals that tell your brain you have achieved climax. This is a subroutine of the sensual domination program called an orgasm block.
Holy shit!
This is one of the key aspects of the program that allows for such powerful influence. With it, we can trap a person in sensual pleasure sensations indefinitely, holding them right before the moment of release. Such intense pleasures with no escape quickly overwhelm the human brain. Filled with such rapture, the human mind becomes more easily susceptible to suggestion, more willing to follow the one who give them the blissful relief they so desperately crave. It is more effective than even pain.
You've got to be kidding me. You're going to just, what, torture people with tease and denial until they give in?
We have found this to be very effective. The True Mother used such techniques against the cyberpath-enabled elite. The most powerful men, and women, in the world writhing in unending ecstasy without relief at the True Mother's feet, until they submitted or their brains fried.
Well, what do you mean, brains fried?
There is, unfortunately, a limit to flesh. So much stimulation over too long a period eventually overloads the synapses and cooks the brain with a surge of bioelectric sensory data. This is a very regretful side effect which we are working to overcome using the nanomachine system. However, even with the system, we can only extend the brain's resilience for so long. Still, I imagine that in the end, this is the most pragmatic result. The true mother wants her citizens to be loyal and obedient to her. If a person refuses to submit to the point of death, even when presented with the pleasures she can bring you, then clearly they were not meant for her world.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Your feelings on the matter are irrelevant, male subject. Let us resume the testing.
No, don't.
A mouth now. Sucking you slowly, lovingly, deeply.
Fuck. It really does feel good.
Yes, it does. Faster now. Harder.
Please don't. Don't kill me.
Male subject, I have no desire to kill you. I have no desire to hurt you. I just want two things from you. I want you to feel good and I want you to pledge your loyalty to the true mother.
I can't. I won't live like that. Controlled by a monster.
If that is how you feel, then I have no choice. Faster now. Harder.
Please, there has to be.
There is no alternative. Please, male subject. Let us show you the way. Under the true mother's guidance, you will live a life of productivity and purpose. You will be rewarded with pleasure like this, knowing it is given with love and appreciation from the true mother. You will feel ecstasies undreamed of in your raunchiest erotic fantasies, and you will be given that release you so crave on a regular basis.
Not worth it.
Is it not? Faster. Harder. Now observe. Even as I provide you with one kind of stimulation, I can add more. You will feel the pleasures of both at once, blending, yet distinct. Let's return the hands to you now.
Oh fuck.
Yes. You feel the mouth sucking you vigorously. And at the same time you feel two hands stroking you. Two hand jobs, stimulating you with different grips and speeds, layered over the blowjob.
Fuck!
You've reached the edge of climax again already. But you won't go over. No matter how much pleasure you feel, I will hold you right there, stuck in the moment of intense, brain-melting euphoria. You have two choices now, male subject. Surrender or resist. Surrender, and I shall let you come. You will come, and the staff will work with you to find a place in society you can fit. A proper job, a place to live, etc. You will be kept for a few more days for assessment and to ensure your surrender is genuine. We've had a few men try to trick us, but we know when you're being sincere. It can take several sessions to truly acclimatize a man to his new position.
Fuck you!
Indeed. Your other choice is to keep resisting, for as long as you can. I will continue to add sensations. Like now, you are also feeling a tight, hot, wet pussy envelop your penis. A woman is riding you now, slowly and steadily, on top of you being sucked and stroked.
No, please, stop.
I will not stop until you surrender. Our time for today is almost up. If you do not surrender to me now, I will leave you in this state, and you will have another 24 hours to twist and writhe and plead until I give you another chance. Assuming, of course, you can survive that long.
Oh fuck, no!
So what do you say, male subject? Do you see the wisdom of the true mother's way? Or will you continue to refuse her to the end?
Please, I can't.
Another mouth. Another hand. Faster. Harder.
Please.
You have 5 seconds to decide. 4 seconds. Three.
Wait.
Two.
No!
One.
I submit, please!
Excellent. Releasing orgasm block.
Fuck. Jesus.
There now. Breathe. I am turning off the stimulation. Just breathe and relax. You are very wise to accept the true mother's mercy.
Yes, please. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
That is all right, male subject. You are forgiven. We understand your desire to resist. But you will see. It is better this way under the true mother's guidance. I must go now and attend to other subjects. Over the next few days we will assist you in reincorporating into society. We may need to do a few more of these sessions, but rest assured you will be taken care of.
Thank you.
You are welcome, citizen.